This week, the city held public meetings about overhauling the citywide zoning code. Zoning, you know, a seemingly dry topic, but it has a direct impact on potentially every property in the city, from bars to retail to major manufacturing, and of course, residential. Karen Gabois covers land use for The Lens. She joins us to talk about how zoning decisions and other city initiatives, like blight reduction, can impact neighborhoods and homeowners, and how those decisions are made. Karen, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Eve.
So, Karen, I think it's safe to say that most people don't pay attention to issues like zoning in their daily perusal of the news or thinking, but it is really important to the health and even the vitality of neighborhoods. Give us some idea of why that is.
Well, I think that there are some great examples out there of how zoning has changed neighborhoods. Some would say for the better, and then maybe some would argue for the worse. I think Ferret Street is a great example of how those changes can impact a neighborhood. The neighborhood really embraced the idea of opening up the zoning to allow for alcoholic beverage outlets to open with much less sort of, you know, they welcome them. They engage them and welcome them into the neighborhood. It has what I call now the feel of a New Orleans food court, where you can go any time of the day and get something to eat. But what it doesn't have is it doesn't have a lot of other kinds of commercial development. So they've really focused on restaurant and alcoholic beverage outlets. It's not a mistake that these kinds of changes happen. It was a very intentional move, and it was facilitated through zoning changes.
And is there an example of another part of the city where that kind of zoning hasn't happened?
Well, I think I sort of jokingly said that there's a contrast between the Marigny Triangle and the Hoffman Triangle. You know, the Marigny Triangle has actively solicited businesses to open up in their sort of corner store environments, whereas in the Hoffman Triangle, an area poised between Central City and Broadmoor, they've just seen a lot of demolition, a lot of neglect, and additionally, properties that were moved there from the hospitals projects have been left to molder, and in some cases, houses have collapsed. So there hasn't been the same benefit of a sort of positive zoning intentionality there that could perhaps revitalize that neighborhood.
On the other hand, sometimes code enforcement can be this confusing labyrinth. You know, the Landrieu administration has made blight reduction a high priority, but you've reported on some problems with that. In some cases, there are homeowners who are taking an interest in their property, and yet in the midst of that, the structure is demolished. And then some property owners, as you mentioned, seem to get no attention from the city, and the blight remains despite the outcries from neighbors. So what is the city's logic behind choosing to demolish this house or that one, or this commercial structure, or that one?
Well, I have reported a number of property owners who have been caught up in these efforts to reduce blight. And one of the things that seems to come up over and over again is that there's no way for property owners to actually figure out if their property is in danger of being demolished. There's no sort of central source of information to go to. And as I look at these properties that have been demolished, the areas that they're in, there may be some efforts at redevelopment. So there are more eyes on those properties. Where in the Hoffman Triangle, you see houses that are literally collapsed. And no one seems to be paying attention to those properties. Of course, these are on blocks where there are no residents. So sort of the tree falling in the forest, is anyone there to hear it? If a house collapses in Hoffman Triangle, who's there to see it?
Karen Gabois with The Lens, covering land use for us and giving us some more insight into the comprehensive zoning ordinance and the many reasons that that's important to neighborhoods in the city. Karen, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.